Respected family members, Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage is happy to bring out this lecture series cassette on introducing Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda and Atharva Veda. It's a very important, crucial limitation of Indians is that we are not aware about our own cultural heritage. Majority of the people are ignorant about the foundation stone of this great nation, which are the four Vedas. In the first series, we could bring out the introduction to Rig Veda, in which the classification of the mantras and the methodology of chanting or reciting the mantras are explained. And in this lecture, we will be introducing you on Yajurveda. As you may be knowing that Veda Vyasa Krishna Dvaipayana classified the Vedic mantras under Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, and Atharva Veda. Yajur Veda is the second among them, and very many stanzas from Rig Veda taken from that particular Veda is included in Yajur Veda, and it is told that Yajur Veda has got 108 recensions, branches or shakhas, which is known as Yajur Veda shakha. In fact, since it has got 108 shakhas, all these shakhas are coming from the single Yajur Veda tree, so it is called Yajur Veda Vriksha. This Yajur Veda is received by Vaishambhayana Rishi from Veda Vyasa, and that Rishi has told to his 9 students, whose names are something unusually pronouncing: Alambi, Kalinga, Kamala, Richaba, Aruni, Tandya, Shamayana, Kada, Kalabi. And these 9 students gave lot of input to their shakhas and rewrote different branches of Yajur Veda, keeping intact the verses received from Vaishambhayana Rishi, and their input having the same shrutis and way of recitation. They produced 9 powerful, strong branches, which are known as Alambi Shaka, Kalinga Shaka, Kamala Shaka, Richaba Shaka, and so on, in which the Katha Shaka or Kataka Shaka is found to be influencing throughout the Yajur Vedins, and it is further classified into 11 branches. In fact, we can see that Yajur Veda, Kataka Shaka, has got minor verifications, minor variations, and modifications are attributed to that one, and we have got 11 Kataka Shaka itself. Like that, when we see every branches with the minor modifications, additions and deletions from the main branch, we can have 108 shakhas for Yajur Veda, which is generally known as Yajur Veda tree. And at present, it is very difficult for us to classify all the 108 shakhas and explain every shakha, the difference and other thing. But now, Yajur Veda, as permitted by the rishis, have been classified into 2 recensions, major 2 classes, which are known as Krishna Yajur Veda and Shukla Yajur Veda. Unfortunately, the Krishna Yajurveda has been translated into English as the Black Yajurveda. It has got nothing to do with the black color or anything. Similarly, Shukla Yajurveda has been translated by its name as White Yajurveda. Shukla does not mean white, need not mean white. The only difference, perhaps the difference among these two, between two these two classes of Rig Veda is Krishna Yajurveda has got both poems and prose, whereas Shukla Yajurveda, all the chapters contains only poetical, rhythmic explanation of mantras, just like Rig Veda. So Krishna Yajurveda and Shukla Yajurveda, perhaps named exclusively on the basis of having prose in them or on the basis of the absence of prose among the mantras. The prose is said to be just like Brahmanas, which are the explanations, which also has Shruti, even though it does not have meters or metrical presentation. And one can see that Yajurveda, in the Krishna Yajurveda, very important three books are available at present. One is Maitrayaniya Samhita, second Taittiriya Samhita, and the third is Katha Samhita or Kataka Samhita. This is brought under the classification of Krishna Yajurveda only because it contains the poetical and prose mantras. Most important two Shukla Yajurvedic texts are Vajasaneyi Madhyandina Samhita and Kanva Samhita. In the Shukla Yajurveda, Vajasaneyi Madhyandina Samhita and Kanva Samhita vary only on minor aspects of letters, words, or arrangement of the mantras. In both these, Vajasaneyi Madhyandina Shukla Yajurvediya Samhita and also Kanva Samhita, 40 chapters are there. The 40th chapter of these two Vedas is the most famous, Ishavasya Upanishad. In the Krishna Yajurvediya Taittiriya Samhita, 7 khandas are there, and this explains, in fact, the difference between Rig Veda and Yajurveda that we can see in Taittiriya Samhita. The 7 khandas, 7 parts of the textbook explains different type of yagas, yajnas, or sacrificial rituals. And unlike Rig Veda, Yajurveda mantras are written in the order of the yajnas or yagas to be performed by different people who are either family members or by the king or the social leaders. One can very well see that very many Rig Vedic mantras are taken in Yajurveda with minor or major modifications. But something unusual what we can observe in Yajurveda is that a number of social, common, scientific informations given in Yajurveda is highly relevant to the social functioning of the group, of the people. It is so much interesting to understand that Yajurveda has got one Brahmana, which is known as Shatapada Brahmanam. இட் இஸ் த மோஸ்ட் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ஹிஸ்டோரிக்கல் புக் ஆஃப் த ஹியூமன் கல்ச்சர் அண்ட் சிவிலைசேஷன். த சதபத பிராமண விச் ஹேஸ் காட் இட்ஸ் நேம் ஃப்ரம் சத 100 பதம் சாப்டர்ஸ். சதபதம் 100 சாப்டர் கண்டெய்னிங் சதபத பிராமண எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ஸ் இன் டீடைல் த ஹிஸ்டோரிக்கல் ஃபேக்டர்ஸ் அண்ட் மேட்டர்ஸ் விச் ஒக்கர்ட் இன் ஏன்ஷியன்ட் இந்தியா நாட் லெஸ் தேன் 3,000-4,000 இயர்ஸ் எகோ. வெரி மெனி கிங்டம்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டட் இன் இந்தியா. த ஃபங்க்ஷனிங் ஆஃப் த கிங்டம், த ரோல் ஆஃப் த மினிஸ்டர்ஸ், த ரோல் ஆஃப் த கிங் அண்ட் த தர்மசாஸ்திராஸ் ஃபாலோட் பை த கிங் அண்ட் தேர் சக்சஸ் அண்ட் ஃபெயிலியர்ஸ் இன் த வார்ஸ் are all explained in the Yajurvedic Brahmana, which is known as Shatapatha Brahmana. And this Shatapatha Brahmana is one of the most important and authentic record of the ancient Indian history. Not only that, it explains variety of scientific technologies like metallurgy, agriculture, house construction, altar construction, etc. And in Yajurveda, one cannot see the Aranyakas. As you might have listened to the Rig Veda introduction lecture, in which we have mentioned that there are 3 Aranyakas, Aitareya Aranyaka, Sankhyayana, and Kaushitaki Aranyaka subjects. Whereas in Shatapatha Brahmana, which is connected with the Yajurveda, and after Shatapatha Brahmana, we cannot see any Aranyaka. One thing it is very clear that this Yajurveda explains very important scientific factors. Giving example for that, the arithmetic progression is first explained in Yajurveda. ஏகாச்சமே திஸ்ரஷ்டமே பஞ்சசமே சப்தஜம நவஜம ஏகாதசஜமே த்ரயோதசஜமே பஞ்சதசஜமே சப்ததசஜமே. This goes up to 33. 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11 onwards. This arithmetic progression is explained in Yajurveda. The geometrical progression is also explained in Yajurveda, which is like this. ஏகம் ச தசம் ச தசம் ச சதம் ச சதம் ச சஹஸ்ரம் ச சஹஸ்ரம் ச ஆயுதம் ச ஆயுதம் ச ப்ரயுதம் ச ப்ரயுதம் ச நியுதம் ச அற்புதம் ச அற்புதம் ச நியற்புதம் ச 1, 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, 1,00,000, 1,000,000 and so on it goes. Just like 10 raised to 1, 10 raised to 2, 10 raised to 3, and so on. Perhaps the oldest book which explains the mathematics in a very systematic way, that is nothing but Yajurveda. When the whole world was standing up to the 5th digit of numbers up to 800 AD in India, Yajurveda written during 3500 BC or around that gives the message of arithmetic progression and geometrical progressions carrying a number up to 10 raised to something like 17. So this mathematical base is clearly explained there. Similarly, agricultural aspects are also explained. யவா ஆஷ்டமே மாஷா ஆஷ்டமே திலா ஆஷ்டமே கோதூமாஷ்டமே மசுராஷ்டமே பிரியங்கவஷ்டமே ணவஷ்டமே ஷ்யாமாகா ஆஷ்டமே நீவாரா ஆஷ்டமே. த ரைஸ், த மசூர் தால், த பல்சஸ், த பெங்கால் கிராம், த பிளாக் கிராம், த வீட் அண்ட் ஜிஞ்சிலி சிசேம் அண்ட் சோ ஓன் are all explained very systematically in each words in Yajurveda. Similarly, one can see small quantity of information, little bit of information on metallurgy also. Sisam chame, shyamam chame, trapus chame, hiranyan chame, namayas chame, which tells you about the copper, about lead, about tin, about iron, about gold and silver. These metals, when it is to be named very separately, one thing it clearly informs you that unless the metallurgical process are known, it is impossible for you to explain about the metal. So once the metals are explained, it automatically tells you that the technological know-how of the metal was existing in India around 3,000-3,500 BC, that is about 5,000 years back. Thus, Ayurveda gives very important and interesting scientific information about that. And on the sociological aspect too, we can see that the meetings, the chairman for the meeting, those who are sitting as audience, we adore in Ayurveda for all those people who are assembled. Namas sabhabhya sabhapadibhyascha vo namo namastishtadbhyo davadbhyascha vo namo namasvabadbhyo jagradbhyascha vo namaha. Those who are the chairman, those who is the chairman of the meeting, to him, those who are the audience to them, those who are sleeping to them, those who are walking to them, those who are in the Jagrat Avastha, to them we adore and we worship. It tells you that there was a systematic sociological functioning during the period when the Ayurveda was written. Similarly, every section of the people were taken as the part of the society. Nama punjishte ebhyo nishade bhyascha. I worship the fisherman and I even worship the hunter. The fisherman and hunter need not be the Brahmin. So one cannot say that when a Vedic pandit is worshipping a hunter and a fisherman, which tells you that the social structure respected every caste and creed. The potter who makes the pots, to him also I worship and perform the namaskara, which informs us that the social structure during the period of Ayurveda was very strong and it was very effective too. And like this, when we go through the Ayurvedic text, one can very clearly say that the second Veda, Ayurveda, has got not only social, scientific, philosophical information, but also linguistic and historical evidences. A variety of yajnas are performed based on Ayurvedic mantras. Interestingly, as I have mentioned earlier, unlike Rig Veda, which is continuously written in the order of the stutis or adorations by different rishis, without a continuation from one to the next sukta in Ayurveda, an almost continuous way of presentation can be seen, maybe because it is meant for different type of yajna, sacrificial performances. So once the karma kanda of Ayurveda is explained, the most beautiful part of that is the last chapter of Ayurveda gives the unquestionable, in-depth and extremely powerful 16 stanzas of Ishavasya Upanishad. If all the Upanishads are arranged in the order of decreasing their importance and philosophical content, the first Upanishad is Ishavasya Upanishad. And Ishavasya Upanishad starts like this: Ishavasya Midam Sarvam Yat Kinjit Jagatyam Jagad Tena Tyak Tena Bunji Dham Agradhat Kasya Siddhanam. All whatever is existing in this universe, it is nothing but the manifestation of the universal power. And whatever is left out, take that as your share and don't try to steal anything from others. It conveys you a lot of philosophy, it conveys you a lot of management principles. And it tells you that how the universe is functioning altogether. And that functioning is nothing but the manifestation of the ultimate universal energy. And in fact, this statement of Ishavasya Upanishad, which tells you that Tade Jadi, Tannai Jadi, Tad Dure, Tad Dvandige, Tad Antarasya Sarvasya, Tadu Sarvasyasya Bahyataha. It is the perfect definition given for energy. Yajurveda, you can see this message everywhere. Tade Jadi, that is not moving. Tannai Jadi, that is not immovable. Tad Dure, it is present in the utmost distance, at a distance which we call infinite distance. It is present adjacent to you. Tadandarasya sarvasya, it is present inside you. Tadu sarvasyasya bahyadaha, it is present outside you. And that is the energy which the most modern physics or biochemistry explains. Energy can neither be created nor be destroyed. It is present everywhere. And also, the knowledge is explained in this Ishavasya Upanishad with utmost clarity. Vidyam cha avidyam cha yastat veda ubhayam saha avidyaya mrityam tirtva vidyaya mrutam ashnute. It is the message which is to be given for the most modern society. This stanza explains you that Vidyam cha avidyam cha, there are two types of knowledge. One is the spiritual knowledge and the other one is the physical knowledge. That spiritual knowledge is eternal, experienceable knowledge. The physical knowledge is external, experimentable knowledge. These two knowledge are to be integrated for the best form of living in the globe Earth. And using the physical, scientific, experimentable knowledge, try to live a best and the most comfortable life. And through the spiritual knowledge, try to attain immortality. So one can say that the spiritual knowledge is an inevitable part of the life. So Ishavasya Upanishad gives you this information too. Andham tamapravishandi ye avidyam upasate tato bhuya ivate tamo yau vidyayam ritaha. Those who are thinking that the ultimate answer for all the human beings are available from the experimentable physical scientific knowledge, they are leading themselves to the intense darkness, blinding darkness. Don't think that the science can give you all the answer for the human problems. And also, tato bhuya ivate tamo yau vidyayam ritaha. The same thing is happening, those who are thinking that the spiritual knowledge is the ultimate knowledge and all the solution for the human beings will be available for the spiritual knowledge. Then also, they are leading themselves to the blinding knowledge. And these two are to be integrated. And the reality whatever is seen in the universe, in the earth, in the family, in your analysis, in your understanding. Remember that whatever we are seeing is the covering of the facts, and the reality is something beyond that. So it is told that Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasya Pihidam Mukham Tattvam Bhushanna Pavruno Satya Dharmaya Drishtaye. Whenever you are seeing something, please remember that you are not seeing exactly the facts, you are not seeing the essence, you are not seeing the satyam, you are seeing a cover using which the facts are being just covered. And for the understanding of the fact, the essence, the truth, you have to remove that cover. Tat Tvam Pushan Apavrano Satya Dharma Yadrishtaye. Satyam, the essence and the truth. For seeing Satyam, the essence and the truth, and also Dharmam, the process of manipulation and the manifestation of the everything, of everything what is existing in this universe, you have to remove that cover. And then look the deep. Then you can see that Tejo Yate Rubam Kalyanadamam Tate Pashyami Yovasau Purushas Sohamasmi. You will be seeing that glorious, that terribly light-producing Rupam, and that is the essence and that is the truth of everything that is existing. So the understanding of reality, you have to go deep into it. That is the message given by the Ishavasya Upanishad, which is the part of Yajurveda. So one thing, it is very clear that Yajurveda is more nearer to the society in its scientific and technological aspects. When you chant Yajurveda mantra, just like Rig Veda mantra, all the Shrutis are inevitably present in that. Udatam, Anudatam, Swaritam, Rebham, Hraswam, Pracheyam, similarly Kamba, Dirga Kamba, etc. are present. As we used to say, Vajascha prasavascha vijascha kradoscha suvascha mordhacha vyasniyascha andhyayanascha andhyascha. So this is explained like this. Namaste rudramanyava utotaisha ve namaha. Namaste astu dhanvane bahubhyam utade namaha. This is the adoration to Lord Shiva. So we can see in Yajurveda, the systematic Shruti which are present for chanting the mantras, the subject matters, as I have explained it to you, are majority scientific and philosophical. And when you can read Yajurveda, one thing is very clear. The more the number of times you read Yajurveda, the message and the meaning becomes more and more clear. And once the message is becoming more clear, one thing it is true, the wrong impression that the Vedic texts are unapproachable for the common man, that misunderstanding, that will be slowly vanishing. You will be understanding the real sense of Vedas from Yajurveda. And all the 19 Upanishads of Krishna Yajurveda and 32 Upanishads of Shukla Yajurveda convey you very many informations, particularly connected with philosophy and spirituality plus scientific
social. When we are getting an opportunity to understand the Krishna Yajurvedic text, the Shukla Yajurvedic text, the Shatapada Brahmana, similarly 19 plus 32 Upanishads, and the most consolidated form of information given in Ishavasya Upanishads, all these convey you the real message of Yajurveda. Here, the Vedic Pandits recite the Vedas, and Vengadachala Ganapadigal and Sri Sharma and some students are reciting the Yajurveda. On the other side, including Ganapada, I welcome you to listen those parts in the other side. Thank you very much.